Got your go, go, go there with your radio. Oh, it's, you know, it's National Radio Month. And people tell us we're irresistible on transistors. And we believe them. In a couple of minutes, how to be lucky with Lunkers. What's a Lunker? Well, I can tell you it's not a sports car.
Sure, I want a sports car this summer. But I don't want to pay extra for all the trimmings.
Now, there's a better idea from Ford.
A 68 idea at 67 prices. Mustang Sport Sprint with Mustang's regular features, plus turn signal indicators in a louvered hood, white walls, 6 or V8 at special savings now. Yeah, your Ford dealer
has a better idea for sale.
Claudine Longer, using both lungs. Now, mes amis, monitor outdoors with Kurt Gowdy. Brought to you by Zebco Sports Products and by Kiekhafer, makers of Mercury outboard motors, both divisions of Brunswick Corporation. And here's Kurt.
How would you like to catch a real trophy bass? It has to be every bass fisherman's dream. Gritz Gresham, outdoor writer and bass fishing expert, is going to tell you how to do it. But first, this message.
The only prize I ever won was a jackknife at a Boy Scout benefit bingo. I'm not eligible to enter Zepco's $25,000 sports stakes, but you are. And you might win the grand prize, a Dreamer camper on a new 67 pickup, plus a glove compartment full of cash, $2,500 cash. Or you might win a 16-foot fiberglass boat and Mercury motor, a Zepco 909 deluxe reel, or one of 2,500 other great prizes. It's simple. Just stop by your Zepco dealers and fill out an entry blank. And you don't have to buy anything either. Now, while you're there, take a look at the new lines of Zepco Balance Fishing Tackle, the all-new Cardinal Spinning Reels by Abu, and Outdoor Sporting Gear by Redhead. You'll be impressed. You might even insist on buying something. But don't wait. Enter now. Void where prohibited by law. And remember, when it has the name Zepco or Redhead, buy it. Nothing measures up to Zepco quality. Zepco Division, Brunswick Corporation.
An old friend of ours, Gritz Gresham of Natchitoches, Louisiana, not only is a famous outdoor writer and fisherman, but has written a new book called The Complete Book of Bass Fishing, published by Harper & Row. First of all, we're talking about trophy fish. and getting one grips that's every fisherman's dream, what would you describe as a lunker or a trophy bass?
Kurt, I think for the average bass fisherman, anything over 4 pounds could be considered a real trophy because most bass fishermen have never caught one that big.
Is this smallmouth and largemouth?
Smallmouth and largemouth.
What's the biggest bass you ever caught, Griff?
My biggest was a 7 pound, 6 ounce smallmouth.
What's the biggest one you ever lost?
Oh, about 40 or 50 pounds, as near as I can judge.
You get bigger every year.
Every year.
What's the biggest one you've ever seen caught when you've been on a bass fishing trip?
About 12 pounds.
That's a real lunker.
That was a big one. Sure was.
Now, let's talk about the equipment. Every year you go fishing, the more you do it, then you want to go for the real big one. Now, what equipment should we use?
Primarily, you've got to use a line heavy enough to handle a big fish when you do catch him. And where you catch these big fish is mostly in thick brush, and usually down deep on the bottom. And these are the places where a light line just won't cut the mustard. It won't stand up. And you've got to have your equipment in good shape all the way. This is kind of like a trophy big game hunt. When you do get that opportunity, you don't want to miss it.
And you say on the bottom, so you're probably going to be using lures that bounce or crawl on the bottom.
That's true, yeah. It's the floating diving lures that will run very deep, like the Hellbender and Bomber. Those are real trophy lures. And then you get down to your jig and eel, with your plastic worm and your pork rind with a heavy lead head on the front of it. This gets down there and crawls along the bottom, and these take big fish.
Grits, when you go after that trophy bass, usually the big ones are caught in the lakes, right?
Right.
You've got to find them. You've got to look for them. You've got to be able to move around.
You've got to move around. This is where you've got to have a good rig, a good boat and motor that you can move from one point of the lake to another in a hurry. And you have got to be able to locate these fish. Finding the fish is the big problem.
Getting a trophy fish or the big lunker, he wouldn't be big if he wasn't smart, right?
That's right. They don't get that way by being stupid.
They hide, don't they?
Yes, they'll hide in any available brush. And when the only way that they don't get in the brush, the protection is depth. And then they go down 15, 20 feet or more.
What two lakes, if you want to get a trophy fish, would you go to? If you had your choice in America.
If it were for a smallmouth bass, it would be Wilson Lake and below the dam at Wilson at Florence, Alabama. Largemouth, I would say Lake of the Pines in East Texas.
Is it luck when you catch a trophy fish?
It's luck sometimes, but most of the time it's not. It's skill. The lunker fishermen go after them, and they'll catch big fish week after week. They go out with that in mind.
Experience helps, then.
Experience helps. They've got the tackle. They know where these big fish stay, and they're willing to sacrifice catching a lot of fish to catch a few big ones.
Grits, more big lunkers to you.
Thank you, Kurt.
This is Kurt Gowdy for Monitor Outdoors.
Last year, Mercury introduced Thunderbolt, the first electronic ignition system on an outboard motor. Thunderbolt does away with spark plug fouling, rough idle, slow starts, and pre-ignition. And there are no breaker points to replace, so Thunderbolt does away with ignition tune-ups. Breakerless Thunderbolt ignition is available on 4 new Mercs, 50 to 110 horsepower. See all 9 quiet new Mercuries, 3.9 to 110 horsepower, at your Mercury outboard dealer. Later on Monitor Outdoors, new ways for a fisherman to size up his catch. There's a fella in an angling club over in Holland who won more medals than anybody, and he was expelled from the club. Standard reason, most of his prizes were bought at the local fish market. Well, some worms you have to dig for, others just turn up. You are on the Monitor Beacon. In the recent financial news, the possibility of price rigging operations on the American Stock Exchange. Chet Huntley comments on that in about 3 minutes. Meantime, the Ray Conniff Singers.
Still so young that we Your Mother's Day flowers from your FTD florist yet? What kind of an offspring are you?
I'm the kind that sends rooms full of roses.
Natural. Next on Monitor, Business News with Chet Huntley. Brought to you by Air Express. For next day delivery to cities all over the country, remember, there's only one Air Express. Here's Chet Huntley.
About 2 weeks ago, the Wall Street Journal again demonstrated its value to the whole system of American and indeed worldwide communications when on Monday, it carried about 70 column inches of story on the possibility of price rigging operations on the American Stock Exchange. Whether by accident or design, the American Exchange chose a weekend to issue a discreet announcement that it was investigating some possible shenanigans having to do with issues on the exchange. If it hadn't been for the Wall Street Journal, the story could well have gone largely unnoticed. But on Monday, the Journal appeared with the details stemming from its own investigation of the matter. More on this in a moment following this message from Air Express.
Alice's General Store, Crossroads of Montpelier. 2 cases of wild grape jelly? Sure thing. Sacramento, California. Be there tomorrow afternoon. Okie dokie. Funny thing, Jerome. People wonder how I can promise next day delivery anywhere in the U.S. from up here. No big secret. By using Air Express, I've added all 36 scheduled airlines and the entire IREA Express system to my place. Did you know Air Express is the fastest method of shipping throughout the nation? And you get door-to-door pickup and delivery at no extra charge. But that's not all. Air Express rates are surprisingly low, especially between 5 and 50 pounds. Like they say, Jerome, there's only one Air Express. You just call a local REA Express office right here in town.
There's no question about it. Most of the details of possible price rigging on the American Stock Exchange may be attributed to the Wall Street Journal. A few additional snippets of information have come from some other sources. Apparently, a group of Chicago investors, and there are some who assert that they were mobsters, managed to get some financing from some irresponsible moneylenders. Well, these investors then purchased great quantities of the stocks of a few small and little-known corporations. The next step involved a kind of underground publicity and promotion. These stocks, which had been purchased, were talked up by the investors. Glowing promises were freely bandied about. And sure enough, the prices of these stocks began to climb, obviously aided by the initial impetus of the purchases in the first place. But it seems that a good part of the investigation is now centering on the question whether there were other reasons for the climbing markets or quotations of these particular stocks. Were some stockbrokers bribed or blackmailed? At any rate, when the prices of these stocks had gone up appreciably, the original investors suddenly sold out for handsome profits. The Wall Street Journal is investigating the possible connection between these events and a Chicago case of about a year ago. in which a man by the name of Kurtzberg disappeared from his job as manager of a branch brokerage house. The Chicago branch ordered $1.5 billion worth of shares from the main office, but these shares were never paid for. Kurtzberg disappeared, and the brokerage house went broke. But it was discovered later that Mr. Kurtzberg had significant relationships with the criminal element, including one man who was the victim of a gang murder last March. Chicago, New York, Illinois, federal agencies are all involved in the investigation, along with the American Stock Exchange. Standing in the wings, of course, is Uncle Sam. There is already some pressure for stronger federal control of the stock markets. In this case, on the American Stock Exchange, may have increased that pressure. This is Chet Huntley, NBC News, reporting for Monitor.
How does a record company introduce a new disc all over the country overnight? Simple. Air Express. Air Express can give you next-day delivery to 21,000 communities in America. And besides being the fastest, Air Express often costs less than any other type of shipping, especially in the 5 to 50-pound range. That's why we say there's only one Air Express. Call your local REA Express office for details.
Business News with Chet Huntley will be brought to you again later by Air Express, a division of REA Express. At 7 minutes before the hour, Jane Morgan.
All the chapel bells were ringing in the little valley town, and the song that they were singing was for baby Jimmy Brown. Then the little
should I be?
And what's it to you?
I'm doing a survey of Cub Cadet owners. You have a 12-horsepower cadet tractor with hydrostatic transmission. Is that right?
And if I do?
You know, we say it's not a toy, but a tractor. Built for keeps. Built like the big IH tractors, you know?
If you say so.
And how it zips through all your chores? Mowing, towing, clearing snow, garden work. Leaves you all that extra free time for yourself?
So if it does...
Well, what do you do with that extra time, Mr. Quinn? It leaves you more hours for your hobbies?
And why should you ask?
Just a survey, Mr. Quinn. Just... I'll forget it. Thanks very much for your time.
Not at all, young man. Just glad I could be of help.
Here's a bonus for you. Buy a new Cub Cadet lawn and garden tractor 7, 10, or 12 horsepower anytime before July 1st from a participating dealer. You'll get an international rotary mower free. To find your cadet dealer, phone Western Union. Ask for operator 25. Guess who? Bert Kempfert.
Edie Gourmet here with news about your Plymouth dealer's big bonus sale.
Excuse me, Edie, but are you ready for your high note at the end of the commercial?
Oh, you. I've made it the last 412 times, haven't I?
Yes, but...
Just explain the bonus sale, would you?
Okay. Plymouth's having a great sales year, so they're offering savings on bonus special Plymouth Furies. You get a textured vinyl roof, sport wheel covers, white sidewalls, special trim and light package, all at reduced prices, now during the big Plymouth bonus sale. Be sure to... Uh-oh, here she goes.
Plymouth is out to win you over this year. Follow your heart to your Plymouth dealer today.
Save on a bonus special Plymouth today at your Plymouth dealers. And say... We're still going strong here at Monitor after almost 12 years on the air. Just want to prepare you for saying happy birthday to the Big M next month. Mr. Morgan here, back shortly.
This is your NBC Monitor. This is your NBC Monitor. This is your station, the pulse of the nation. It's NBC.